On Saturday, April 15th of this year, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas at the Vulcan Gas Company for the Minds Fest. Now, I'm not a speaker at this event. There are tons of speakers and personalities you've likely heard of, like Daryl Davis, Jack Posobiec, Destiny, a whole bunch of others. And this is the theater where Joe Rogan does stand-up, so I know for a fact they're trying to bring him in to at least appear at the event. But regardless, come out, meet me, enjoy the event, see the content creators you know and love, have some moments and all that. It's going to be fun. Link in the description for where you can get tickets.
No, I looked at that lease. The lease has four people's names on it.
Yes, me, my husband, and my children.
I believe your husband has a warrant out for his arrest right now. Is that not the case?
That's nobody's business, and I don't know.
From 2020?
You're violating my rights as American national more. I can contact the United Nations and have them say, you know, y'all are violating my privacy.
No.
A couple of days ago on this channel, we did a story about this woman and three others moving into an Asian woman's rental property, changing the locks, presenting fake documents to the police, and somehow being allowed to stay in the home, even though it was clear and obvious that they did not rent this from anybody at all whatsoever. Well, I am happy to report that the day that I released the video, these people voluntarily vacated the premises. However, this story has a lot more to it than I initially covered. I definitely recommend you watch the first version of this, but we gotta talk about the ideology behind this, because it turns out part of the reason why they were stealing this property is because they wanted reparations.
All the information has been given to the police. I have showed them everything I paid, my receipts. I've showed them the $6,000 I paid. I've showed them the lease that was given to me. I showed them the keys that were given to me. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that me and my kids moved here to start a new life.
From where?
From California.
Okay.
So where I come from, I don't know. None of this stuff happened.
So one of the things that I found to be so ridiculous about this initial story was the fact that the woman who is clearly and obviously stealing a home, forging documents, managed to fool the police, was bold enough to give an interview to the local news. And we actually have the full extended cut of that interview where she makes her case and says, listen, I just moved here from California with my kids. I paid $6,000 to rent this rental property, and I don't understand why everybody's outraged, even though it's clear and obvious that we're squatting here. We broke into the place, change the locks, only have air mattresses, but trust me, I'm just a simple mother from California. Now, I also want to point out that we can see the people from the surveillance video in this area, and they're clearly not children, but whatever, she says she's from California and that she paid $6,000 seems legit to me.
No, so, I looked at that lease. The lease has four people's names on it.
Yes, me, my husband, and my children.
I believe your husband has a warrant out for his arrest right now. Is that not the case?
That's nobody's business, and I don't know.
That's nobody's business whether or not my husband has a warrant or not.
From 2020?
You're violating my rights as American national more. I can contact the United Nations and have them say, you know, y'all are violate my privacy.
So this is the part of the story that I missed, and I thank friend of the channel Nuance Bro for sending over a portion of this interview to make me seek this out further, because this woman is claiming that she is an American Moore and that she's going to contact the United Nations in order to get her to stop talking about the fact that her husband has an open warrant against him because that's a violation of his privacy. Now, for those of you who are not from Crazy Town and are unfamiliar with this Moorish American idea, it's essentially a different flavor of the sovereign citizen movement that is heavily dependent on the idea of black nationalism. Now, under this premise, of course, like your standard sovereign citizens, the American laws don't apply to them, neither state, federal, nor local, and this is due to the fact that there is a treaty between the United States of America and the Moroccan Empire from 1786, which, by the way, in reality is a trade agreement, that grants them sovereignty that is somehow applicable here. And for those of you who are unaware, according to the Moorish Science Temple, because this is a religion that is out of Baltimore, this treaty covers all the people that we would classify as Black Americans or African Americans because they are truly descendant from the Kingdom of Morocco. Therefore, this has the We Was Kangs element of it, and it has a reparations element of it, because part of the reason why they're going out of their way to steal property in this way is because they believe they are entitled to this due to the fact that there is issues with the Civil War and they need reparations because of how Reconstruction was handled. Also, I thought this was a hilarious note that the Moorish kings, or whatever they want to call themselves, they actually wear black fezes in some of their ceremonies. So that's like the crown, a black fez. And I wish, for the love of God, I would have saw some of these guys in the black fezes in this Houston segment. But alas, we can't get what we want all the time. Now, there's also an element of this that says that they are this elite class immune from U.S. law that has to do with the United States going off the gold standard in the 1930s. But again, if you're expecting any logical consistency or reasonableness from these people, you're sadly mistaken. And now that I know that this is a part of the story, I just want to point out that this could have gotten significantly more dangerous. If you remember, Daryl Brooks, the guy who was the Waukesha attacker, driver, whatever you want to call him, was a sovereign citizen. Whether or not he was this specific strain is neither here nor there. But the point is, these people have often gotten into violent confrontations with law enforcement, let alone the landlords to whose property they are squatting in. So this could have gotten really bad. And considering that we have people in the home that have lengthy criminal histories, you can understand why this is an issue.
The woman who owns this house told us that you do not.
The
lady who came, Linda, who came today, she has the keys. You guys changed the locks.
I have the keys to this house. I was given.
You changed the locks over the weekend.
Ma'am.
It's on video.
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due, because this little Asian reporter for ABC 13 is not playing any of this nonsense. She's taking it to her. She's calling her out. She's telling her to her face. I'm talking about the woman who owns it. She's like, I don't know who owns it. She's like, her name is Linda, and you'll remember her because she tried coming to the house, but you had already changed the locks because you're trying to steal this property. She's going right up to her face, throwing caution to the wind, confronting her, naming her, and shaming her, and it's absolutely epic in multiple different ways.
Me and my family alone, we paid $6,000.
Who did you pay the money to?
To a realtor.
Who's the realtor?
It's on the lease.
I've looked at the lease. The lease is not a legitimate lease.
Again, she's like, oh, I paid $6,000. And immediately she's like, who did you pay the money to? She's like, to the realtor. Can't say the word realtor. And then she goes, who's the realtor? She's like, it's on the lease. And again, not taking any nonsense from this woman at all whatsoever, taking it to her house, which, by the way, is just not her house, shoving it in her face and shaming her for what she's doing because it's ridiculous.
I've looked at the lease and I signed the lease and I paid
who
my money.
Who is the person? That person is not a realtor.
You seen the lease?
That is not the owner of the house.
I'm going to end this conversation with you.
So you're basically trespassing.
No, I'm not trespassing. I have a lease and I paid $6,000.
The woman who owns this house says you're trespassing.
I made a police report. The cops say I'm not.
So I love the fact that law enforcement, which, by the way, did eventually agree with the homeowner in this situation, was fooled by this woman, because little Asian reporter from ABC 13 is taking it to her, shaming her, attacking her, not buying any of her nonsense, and now she's about to walk away. So much for the elite descendant from royalty, Moroccan Empire, Moorish Americans, not abiding by all the laws. Turns out you can't stand up to the scrutiny from a small Asian reporter for the local news in Houston.
Cops say I'm not. They see my lease.
That's not a legitimate lease. Why are you living in a house that you don't have the right to live in?
I do have the right to live here because I have a lease.
From whom?
I absolutely love this reporter. This woman thinks she's going to have the last word. She says, listen, I filed a police report. I have a legitimate lease. Now I'm going to walk away from this conversation. And she just chases her down. She's like, yeah, no, that's not how this is going to end. I'm going to make sure everybody in the world knows that you're a BSer because you're stealing a property.
The woman who owns the house. What realtor?
There's plenty of realtors that's renting this house out. Why don't you go look?
Well, I've looked at it. Another lady wants to rent this house, and they can't. Why are you living in a house you're not authorized to live in?
I am authorized to live in it. I have a lease. I paid $6,000 to be here.
Who did you pay? Because the woman who owns this house doesn't have it.
The police has the information, and you're harassing me and my family, and I will call the police on you. Thank you.
In 2014, 2015, 2016, we saw clip after clip after clip of people like Ben Shapiro, or insert conservative speaker at any event, owning the left with facts and logic, but I would submit that little Asian reporter from ABC 13 smashes all of them in the way that she just gets after this person. Also, don't think I did not notice this guy hanging around the back, peeking over the corner. And again, I need to point out that oftentimes these so-called Moorish nationals or whatever end up committing crimes against people who come into conflict with them on issues like this. They're not just document forgers. So this woman is showing unbelievable courage, stepping it to her.
And at least in this case, it seems we have a resolution.
Let's see what we find in here today.
Just last week, Linda Jiang couldn't get into the house she owns.
They locked me out of my own property. That's crazy.
But today, the people who had been living in her home were gone, and Jiang could once again open her own house door.
Yeah, they didn't change. Well, thank you for coming out here to do the story. I think that was a great help.
Now, like I said, the local news report seems to have actually gotten these people to vacate the home. This woman's intimidation factor was off the chart. So again, credit where credit is due to this reporter. But there still is more to tell related to this story, because while we got the heartwarming tale of a mother leaving California for Texas just to provide an adequate life for her children, in reality, ABC 13 is not even going to let those meaningless lies at this point slip by. They're going to bring you the facts, the data, the studies, and the evidence to your face.
I don't know what's going on. All I know is that me and my kids moved here to start a new life.
From where?
From California.
But public records show Holmes Bay has lived in Texas for decades and has been involved in civil and criminal cases in several Texas counties. A woman with her name had three evictions on record in Fort Bend County in the past 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. This woman who claimed to be just an innocent mother and all that just moved here from California, turns out to be a career criminal, turns out to be somebody who has done this before, where she got herself into an apartment and refused to pay. Again, it's that Moorish, I'm immune from all the laws and all that, and I'm entitled to take property for reparations from the Civil War kind of attitude. And that's what we're seeing on display in Houston, Texas. And again, this situation could have gotten completely out of hand. We have somebody with an open warrant. We have a group of people that typically respond violently to detractors who think that the laws don't apply to them. And the woman that was being interviewed herself is a career criminal who has done very sketchy things in the past and is perpetuating a fraud that she has done consistently throughout the state of Texas.
Last week, Houston police said this was a civil matter. But over the weekend, police determined the lease was fake and told Holmes Bay her group needed to leave by Monday morning or face trespassing charges. It worked.
It was very frustrating having to deal with this. But now I'm happy that she's gone. And I'm hoping that legislators will do something and change the law to help protect homeowners.
Now, of course, she is in fact right. They should have the law altered to account for these kind of situations, because she did spend a bunch of money going to file for an eviction, because that's what the Houston police and another policing agency, I forgot the name of, told her to do at the time. And this turned out to be completely unnecessary, because obviously it was fraudulent documents. Obviously they didn't belong there. But again, they don't really have a good system of verification of these kind of documents on the spot, so the police couldn't take the risk of forcing these people out, even though we have an instance where they broke into the home, changed the locks. Apparently, security cameras from across the street showed them changing the locks themselves, which is not something you would typically do if you're a normal renter. And yeah, this was just allowed to go on for almost a month. The local news came out, and only after the embarrassment, only after people started talking about it, did the proper resolution come forward. But these people are still out there. Make no mistake about it. They did not get arrested. They left due to the heat of the situation, and they're likely planning their next spot. And maybe the next group of people aren't as lucky. Maybe they don't get to go to the local news. Maybe these guys decide that they're going to fight back physically when they see a camera crew or somebody trying to step to them, because they think they're actually above the law, because they think they're an elite class descendant from Moroccan royalty
rather than the squatters.
Jiang says until the laws change, she may get out of the rental home business altogether just to avoid another situation like this.
I find it really sad that somebody who is entrepreneurial in nature who wants to make money on their own, who is somebody that we all could aspire to be, is thinking about getting out of this business due to the fact that the laws in this country, which is supposed to pride themselves on protecting private property rights, and the state of Texas, also supposed to pride themselves on protecting private property rights, have such a gap that allow her to become vulnerable to this in the future. Again, you're not necessarily going to get the most badass middle-aged short ABC 13 news reporter that's going to come and get in the face of the squatters for you each and every time. And without that, this would still be an ongoing situation. Now, that's all I really have for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you to my website members who sign up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join. Really appreciate you, but that's really what I got. So leave me some comments. Let me know what you think. Like the video. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on the social medias. You guys know the drill. This has been me talking about Moorish Nationals. Till next time.